What can I do for you? You were prepared, huh? You knew I was coming out here at this time? Who? He did enough. They wanted to take him and work him and just see him on the side, and I think he passed all the tests, so he's going to get some time today.
How's Ruben doing today?
Ruben's fighting his way through. He thought he needed just to get some more work in, and so today will be a better day for him, I'm sure, too.
Did you like what you saw from him yesterday?
He was slowly getting into it. Hopefully he'll be able to start faster today.
Will Weston go today?
No.
And is that concerning? I mean,
well, certainly it's concerning. It's always concerning. But, you know, he's not going to be able to go today. So I don't know what else to say to you.
Is that the same problem we had earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Is that tendonitis?
It's his knee. Yeah, it's his knee.
How important is the third game overall, because the guys played probably the most people played the entire preseason?
Well, we've played our people a little bit more this preseason. The third game obviously is an important game, just like any of them are. But as far as advancing our people, we'll play a half, and pretty much there may be some that extend, and there may be some that won't play a full half. But by and large, we'll plan on playing half and a half. It's always a good game. It's a game that's well approached by the media. It's a preseason game. We have our issues. We have people that we're trying to evaluate, and they do too. And I think that's where it is. That's where the game is.
Tom, does it seem any quieter without Coach Ryan on the other side?
You know what? We got our own issues. I don't pay much attention to what's going on in other places. I always say that, Paul. I'm glad you brought that up, but it doesn't happen much. If you go back and look at it, it doesn't. I come in at the half, and if we're in pretty good shape, I say that's enough.
So we can't believe anything you say.
No.
It's a special day for OC.
It really is, yeah.
Just your overall thoughts on this?
Oh, my God. I just smile when I think of I have this picture in my mind, and it'll always be there, and I smile every time I think of it. It's that picture on the wall where 72, 92, and 91 are walking away from Brady, who's laying on the ground in Super Bowl 42. And I just have that picture, and every time I think of that, I think of OC, and I think of Strahan, I think of Tuck, and I just smile. It'll always be there, yeah.
In your head, is he always aligned with that group, just because?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And more the early on, it's Strahan and OC, and then of course, when a young Justin Tuck comes along. But that way in which stories of how Strahan broke in and then how OC was put to test too by the, that's a rare room, the defensive line room now. You have to understand that. But yeah, I'll always have that smile and that thought of OC, number one, and on this special day of his, and of course those that surrounded him.
That's second Super Bowl run, when you think of him coming back, can you overstate kind of what
no.
No,
you can't, because of the way in which, like you say, he's fought his way through some things. He had some injuries, and he fought his way through those things. And the way he played down the stretch in that situation and then through the playoffs was outstanding.
How long did you like the coach?
He was fun. He was a good – he was a good guy. The one thing that probably went below the surface, what a job he did preparing. He studied that – those tackles, those left tackles, and he knew them. He knew the guy he was going against inside and out, and that was really, I thought, the key to his success. That and the fact he was very fast, he was very confident. When he stepped on the field, the guys around him knew that that he was a very confident player. He was a master at his craft, and that gave them great confidence as well.
Tom, the young group you have now have mentioned that group and how high they set the bar. Do you see that as a good thing for these guys now to
definitely
kind
most
of
definitely
for that?
Oh yeah, it's that is a good thing. That is, it's always important to have something to look at to establish where you have to get to have that kind of success, and I think those guys represent that.
Do you see that kind of talent in the room?
Well, that's what we're shooting for. guys are going to emerge, and they're going to have to, and these young guys are going to have to come and emerge. And, you know, goes like guys like Owa, who people don't know a whole heck of a lot because he played on the other side of the country and so on. He's a guy that's a talented young guy that can learn from watching these guys and knowing full well the success that that group had. Well, it's continued improvement for me. Again, it's the timing of the passing game is not there yet, and it's got to happen. I thought our protection did a nice job early on. We'll be tested this week. The Jets have an outstanding pressure package. They also have an outstanding front, a big front. So we're going to be tested with regard to that, too. And then that brings up the idea of some kind of consistency with your run game. We've got to have that. We had it at times the other night. We need it more often, but we're going against a very good front. So those would be the ways you mentioned offense that I would be looking to see us make progress.
Tom, Victor said yesterday he thinks he sees defense as gunning for Odell. You know, he's the new guy on the block now, the cover boy. I mean, what does Odell have to work through?
Well, I wouldn't use those words. Obviously, there's a difference between people are always going to recognize someone who has the type of season that he had, and they're going to do things to defend them as far as gunning for him. You know, the continuation of making plays, earning the respect of the opponents by doing it over time, you know, proving that as a rookie you made these plays, now the continuation of that, I think that's what the rest of the league will see out of Odell this year.
You saw that the last play, the one down the right side where he kind of, went bumped or gave the guy a little forearm, Odell. But what do you say to him about that, and do you have to say anything to him?
We talk like about those things, and you know, that remains pretty much between he and I. But you know, he's not going to be that way. I don't believe so. I think he just you got to stay away from those personal battles, and that's a general statement for anybody in football, whether you're a lineman. A lot of times you want to attach those kind of thoughts to linemen who get involved in personal battles rather than see the whole picture and play for the purpose of the rest of the team. So he's going to improve on that.
Anything else?
You had Steve kicking
good
today. Josh, okay?
We're working on our second and third kickers. Is it okay if we do that? Thank you. Appreciate that.